Okay, just bow your head. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
I want to see.
I want to see.
I want to perceive.
I want to perceive.
From my spirit.
From my spirit.
What you're speaking to me.
What you're speaking to
in
me.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm taking you back to Saturday, December 7th, 2013, 3:19 a.m. Hear me again. I'm taking you back, December 7th, 2013, 3:19 a.m. And this is what I wrote, because this is what he told me to share with you this morning, plus a little bit of a message from Isaiah 41, which we will go to in a little while. But this was a word to me, and he said, it's not to be held.
Oh, Lord.
It's not going to hurt.
Okay. I don't have to put my seatbelt on.
In this church, you have your seatbelt on all the time. I wrote, because their press was on. How many know what I'm talking about when the press is on? It's God. I have the bread and the wine. I am to receive the bread of his presence. I am to come, C-O-M, union with Jesus. I am to come into union with Jesus. And on the road to Emmaus, their eyes were open when he broke the bread and blessed it. Jesus is the showbread in the tabernacle. He shows himself broken bread and poured out wine. And when I do this, I see myself in Christ, in the Anointed One, as part of his body. I see him taking all my sin. Taking all of his righteousness into myself. Yes, this is the divine plan, the true identity with his death and burial and resurrection. Thank you that I have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive that I am a part of his body in the earth right now. Yes, I heard. I am a part of your heart. With joy, I see the new me, holy, righteous, and full of glory, filled to the brim with him. Self has been buried with him. And I am righteous, 100% righteous. I do this in remembrance of what he did for me on that tree. He set me free from the power of sin and death. When accused, he did not respond when they spit on him and abused him. He did this for me in my place. And what he endured, he did it for me. He came into union with me, fallen, and my fallen nature as well, in order to impart his life to me. That's the secret of the cross. That's the message of the gospel that I believe he wants to share out of your hearts. Full anointed compassion to all those that are broken, instead of the legalism that brings destruction. How many of you, just close your eyes right now. How many of you felt a stirring inside your tummy as those words were spoken? If you felt something, speak it up with your hand. Just speak it up with your hand. Okay, thank you. I was reluctant to share this because there's also a power in all of us that tries to stop us from obedience.
Amen.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? When we start identifying what God is doing in each of us, That's the beginning of maturity. It is the beginning of maturity. Our identity with one another is really the formation of the body of Christ. In Isaiah 41, there's a verse that I used many years ago to push myself. How many know sometimes you need a good swift kick in the right place?
Amen.
At the right time?
Amen.
It's valuable.
Amen.
Okay? Isaiah 41:21. Present your case, says the Lord. Set forth your argument, says the Jacob king. Hear me. Present your case, says the Lord. Set forth your argument, says Jacob's king. Who is Jacob's king? Who is Jacob's king? Jesus. He's the king over the flesh as well as the emotions. He came and lived in an earth suit to prove it. It just took him 4,000 years to prepare. From the time of Adam and Eve, it was 4,000 years before Jesus landed in an earth suit like yours and mine. Why would he do such a thing but to taste what you and I partake of on an everyday basis? Why present your case? Why do you and I present our case before him?
I think it's for two reasons. First, to get it out of
Louder, sweetheart.
I think it's for two reasons. First, to get it out of us.
Yeah.
And also because he says, ask.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he also wants to present you with his grace and his favor. And he won't do it until you open your mouth. And say, wait a minute here. Jesus didn't die in vain. He didn't do all these things on the cross just for the neighbor. He did it for me. And when you declare it with your mouth and speak it forth, what happens? What happened last Tuesday when you declared that you wanted a new heart? You got one. Why? Romans 10, 9 and 10. Declare with your mouth and believe with your heart. Declare with your
mouth.
Declare it. Don't be afraid to speak about your defense. You see, Jacob is really the man of flesh. Israel is the man of the spirit. And a lot of times we have this tendency that we listen to our thoughts and we think they should rule. I've got news for you. Your thoughts can come from hell.
Amen.
Hear me. Your thoughts can come from hell. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts can bring destruction. It can bring despair. It can bring hopelessness. But it also can bring life. Okay? So, that's what I was doing yesterday morning at 3:19 a.m. I was presenting my case. I was declaring the word. Shattering the darkness and all the crazy excuses that darkness will give that, why would God choose you? You only come from a little tiny village in Quebec called Dixville. What are you? And you know what I reminded him of? There was nothing good that came out of Bethlehem.
Amen.
What was out of Bethlehem? Who was born in Bethlehem?
Jesus.
Jesus and who else?
King David.
King David. He was a piece of junk. They left him in the woods when the prophet came. Take care of the sheep, you yo-yo. That's what his father thought of him. How many have ever had a problem with dads? Thank you. Guess what? You're in the same field with David and the Lord. Because Jesus was born in a stable. Yeah. In the middle of a what? A field where the sheep are born. I'll never forget. We had a lady that came from Albany at one of the feasts. And she had done a study. Why was Jesus born in a silly little cave in the midst of the hills of Nazareth? How many know the word Nazareth and what it means? Who can tell me what Nazareth means?
That's where Jesus is from, isn't it?
Yeah. He had to be born in Nazareth. How many can tell me what it was? It's called House of Bread. Bethlehem, I'm sorry. Not Nazareth. I've got that wrong. Bethlehem is the house of bread. And he had to be born in Bethlehem, not Nazareth. He was brought up in Nazareth where all the no goods of the nation lived. The unacceptable rejected ones. Believe it or not, it was even debated whether it was really part of Israel. Because there were so many foreigners living there under the wrong influence according to the legalistic Jews of that day. Now I want to take you a little higher. Verse 8. But you, O Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen. Jacob is the man of flesh. Why did he choose him? Because he had a plan to transform that man of flesh into a man of the spirit. You descendants of Abraham, my friend, I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Whew, that's their future. Unless you pray. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Why? Because he's going to deal with them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Do not be afraid, O worm Jacob. Why does he call him a worm? Because they live in the... Come on, where do the worms live?
In the dirt.
In the dirt. Where does the man of flesh live? But in? What is this made out of?
Dirt.
Dirt. We're constantly thinking and wallowing in dirt mentality.
Amen.
And I remember being a kid, I couldn't stand worms. My father wanted me to go fishing one time, and we went fishing, and I could not handle those worms. For me, worms were not friends at all. Just trying to put them on the hook, I mean, my stomach wanted to just heave. Okay? I can't handle snakes. I don't like them. Okay. What am I saying to you? Worms were not my friend. You know why? Because I was fresh from the kingdom. You know who the freshest one from the kingdom is right now?
Yes, the baby.
Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Aaliyah's fresh from the kingdom. She came a few weeks early to bless her mom so she wouldn't have to be quite a struggle for mama. You know, the purity that comes from heaven is in Aaliyah today, more than it is in you and me sometimes.
Amen.
Okay? Because she's fresh from the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Where is the kingdom? It's within us. How do we know? Because the king is inside. His name is?
Jesus.
Okay. You understand where I'm coming from. I'm trying to give you an understanding of who you are and why it's so difficult sometimes to live our lives as Jacob did. And Israel pops out once in a while. My prayer is that Israel controls Jacob.
Amen.
And when Israel is in control of Jacob, what's going to happen? When Israel is in control of Jacob, what's going to happen?
There's going to be repentance.
Huh?
It's going to be repentance.
Yeah, definitely change of mind. Go ahead.
Revival.
I like that word.
Look out, world.
Look out, world. You're absolutely right. Revive. Why? Because your mentality is not going to come from the wormy part of you, which is your brain. It's made out of what? Dirt. What's your spirit made out of?
Jesus.
Light.
Light. What else?
Love.
Love, yes. The attributes of your spirit, what are they?
Grace, power,
peace, love,
joy.
Love.
Joy, peace.
Huh?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. Grace,
joy,
peace,
patience,
endurance. See, all the attributes of our Savior Jesus Christ are really the part of Israel that is trying to come forth out of you and me. And when he does, my goodness, everything else takes a backseat. How many of you have ever really encountered a disaster in your thought life?
Oh.
Put your hand way up. Thank you. What's the quickest way to shatter that thought pattern that you know of? That works.
Take it to the Lord.
Take it to the Lord. What else can you do?
Worship
Him. What else?
Pull down the
stronghold. Pull down the stronghold. What else?
Speak the word.
Speak the word. Okay? That's your defense, isn't it? Present your case. What else?
I stomp out the devil.
Huh?
Satan, I stomp him
up. Okay? So you stamp your feet.
Yeah.
How many have ever gotten into a crisis situation and it was explosive and you didn't know how to pray?
Amen.
Just pray in the spirit.
Pray in the spirit. Don't come at you. You tell me what happens to your brain at that point.
All right.
It goes.
Yeah.
Israel just took over Jacob.
All right.
Israel is your spirit man. It speaks truth into the earth. It decrees the power of God into that incredible shattering experience. And it breaks down the kingdom of darkness. You won't have to stamp your feet. Not that it won't be a way of doing it. I've done that.
Yeah, but I'm stamping out Satan when I do it. I'm not throwing a
tantrum. I understand that.
Oh, okay.
I understand that. I'm not trying to take you on a different path. I know that all these things we do it in reaction. But I am saying that the spirit part of you is really the most powerful part of you. Verse 11, all who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not be afraid, O worm Jacob, O little Israel. For I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. See, I will make you into a threshing sledge, new and sharp, with many teeth. You will thresh the mountains and crush them, and reduce the hills to chaff. You will winnow them. The wind will pick them up. The wind is the Holy Ghost, in case you forgot. and a gale will blow them away. But you will rejoice in the Lord and the glory in the Holy One of Israel. You will rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. You will rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. Say, I will rejoice, in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. I will. You've made a decision at that point. You made a decision that you may be having difficulty with your earth suit. How many have had a few trials with their earth suit? Okay, it definitely is made out of flesh. Do not dwell on the problem. Declare from your spirit. Present your case. Defend yourself. Stand firm in the Lord, and He will declare you free, that your words will have impacted the heavenly kingdom. Your words can impact the demonic kingdom, but it can impact the heavenly kingdom. And believe me, the heavenly kingdom is a lot greater than you and I could conceive. A lot greater. Would you bow your heads, please? Heavenly Father, you gave me this word this morning, and I believe that you have already touched them, but now let it be an impact in their everyday experience as they go forth in this week, preparing themselves to celebrate next Sunday with a feast and to celebrate His goodness every single day this week as you give them the grace they need to go forward in obedience. And also to obey the decree to give the good news out to those that are broken. Mm. And all of God's people said,
Amen. Amen.